Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devorah Bas Yechiel.
Beya Daf Yud Beis. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in the Mishnah whether a Heitzah that's not Letzorich Eichel Nefesh is mutter or not. Beis Shammai say, Eim Haitzian Leis HaKotten V'Leis HaLulav Leis Sefer Torah Lurshus HaRabim, Ubeis Hillel Matirin. The Gemara explains that the Machloikis is dependent on whether you hold of the klal mitoich shehutra litzorich hutra shaloi litzorich. We know that the Torah was matir on Yom Tov to do any malacha that's litzorich ochel nefesh. That is a beferish pasuk. Ach asher yochel ochel nefesh hu levad eyasa lechem. Beis Hillel hold that since the Torah was matir to do a malacha of haitzah when it involves ochel nefesh, you're also allowed to do haitzah when it doesn't involve ochel nefesh. Now, where does this din come from? Why should it be true? After all the Torah said was you're allowed to do things for the Tzarech of Echol Nefesh. So in the Sefer Megineh Shloima, the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua, he says that since it says in the Torah, Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, and it doesn't say, Ach ochel nefesh ye'yosel lechem, it's mashma that the heter of the Torah is focused on the malacha itself, meaning to say that there's two ways to understand what the heter of doing a malacha l'tzarech ochel nefesh is. One way to understand is that your ochel nefesh needs are what overrides the malacha. The Torah tells you that anytime you have an oichel nefesh need, you're allowed to go do the malacha. Now that would make sense if it would say, Ach oichel nefesh heyos lechem. As if to tell me that although I told you don't do the malachas, but when you have oichel nefesh needs, you're allowed to do the malachas. However, since it doesn't say, Ach oichel nefesh heyos lechem, rather, Ach asher yeyachel oichel nefesh, it sounds like we're being matter those malachas that are meyuchid for oichel nefesh. So we asked you from doing all malachas, but certain malachas we didn't answer. Which malachas? The malachas that, generally speaking, involve oichel nefesh needs. So oichel nefesh is really just a simen as to which malachas weren't included in the Isser Yom Tov. And this is a hesber also to be found in the Shittim Kubetzes and Ksubis Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. However, this hesber would only make sense according to Shittas Rashi. Because, as is Mavur, in Tosfos Dibrei Maschil Hochik Arsinan, there is a big machloikis Rashi in Tosfos as to whether a person who does a malacha that's not Litzorich Ochel Nefesh and is not Litzorich Yom Tov Klal, whether according to Beis Hillel he would get Malkus. Rashi Shita is that you would not get Malkus in such a case because the malachas were entirely mutter. Tosfos maintains that according to Rashi, there still would be an Isser D'Rabbanan to do such a malacha. But as far as the heter of the Torah, you're still not being over an Isser D'Raisa, because the Torah was matir the malacha entirely. However, the Shita of Tosfos is that if there's no Tzorich Yom Tov Ktzas, if there's no Tzorich whatsoever, then you would get Malkus. So according to Rashi, the Makar that we said makes a lot of sense, because the Torah defined certain malachas as malachas that lechatchila were never ge'asert on Yom Tov, whether they involve Eichel Nefesh or they don't involve Eichel Nefesh. So we understand that even if there's no Tzorich Yom Tov whatsoever, there's still no reason for you to get Malkus. However, according to Tosfos, why should you get Malkus if that's the Makar? So from the Shittim Kubetzes B'Shem Derivat, it's mashma that there's an added drasha lefi Tosfos, and that is, after the words, Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh hud levade ye'ase, it says lochem, which means that the Torah is telling me, not only are you allowed to do the malachas litzorich echol nefesh, the Torah is saying that any malacha that could involve echol nefesh, ye'ase lochem, you're allowed to use it l'chol tzorcheichem, for all your needs. And therefore, if there is no tzorich yom tov at all, then it doesn't have the heter. Another limud is brought down by the Yireim, Simen Shin Dalet. He says that although the pasuk starts off with Ach asher ye'ochel, referring to a hanas haguf, he says it finishes off by saying l'chol nefesh, and l'chol nefesh means a hanah for the person's nefesh as well. Therefore, any tzorich that you have is included in the heter. That doesn't mean that you're allowed to do any malacha when you have any tzorich. It has to start off being a malacha that could be used l'tzorich ochel nefesh, but if it is such a malacha, then the end of the pasuk shows that any tzorich would allow you to do the malacha. So it comes out that we have two ways of understanding the klal of mitoich shehutra l'tzorich hutshinami shaloi l'tzorich. According to Rashi, the understanding of this klal is that any malacha, which generally speaking involves ochel nefesh, the Torah l'chatchila did not aser. So mitoich shehutra l'tzorich is a simen. Since these malachas are hutra l'tzorich, they fit into the category of malachas that asher ye'achal l'chol nefesh, and therefore they're not included in the list of malachas that the Torah asered on Yom Tov. In classic Lomdish terminology, we would call this hutra. Hutra means that it's not as if something is doiche and overrides the malacha. Rather, the Torah l'chatchila never assered the malacha. And as such, even if there's no tzarech yomtif whatsoever, you still will not get malchus. There's no iser medayraisa. According to Tosfos, however, you need something to override the malacha. The malacha essentially is asr on yomtif as well. And therefore, if you have no tzarech ktsas, it doesn't fit into the heter of lachem, l'chol tzarecheichem, or the heter of doing something l'tzarech, your hanas haguf, or hanas hanefesh, as we explained, it reverts back to being completely usser, and you'll get malchus. This could be described more as a d'chuya, not hutra, but d'chuya. Hutra means that it was originally not assered. D'chuya means that the isser exists, but there's something that overrides it, something that's doicha the isser. So it's either oichol nefesh that will be doicha the isser, or your other tzrachim. Rav the Rishonim hold like Tosfos, although according to the Magid Mishnah and the Pnei Yeshua, the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet is like Rashi, that there's no Issur D'oraisa even when there's no Tzorech whatsoever. The Pnei Chodesh in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches holds that Dasa Rambam is like Tosfos. One of the kashas Tosfos asks on Rashi in Debra Masal Halacha Yarsina is that in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Mevav Mebeis, it's Mevur that Ha'oife Meyom Tif L'Choil Loike. Somebody who cooks or bakes on a day of Yom Tif for the purpose of the next day, which is Choil, he gets Malkus. Now, why does he get Malkus? Over here we pass in that Mitoch Shoch L'Tzorich Hotchadam Shaloy L'Tzorich. And we explain that according to Rashi, even if there's no Tzorich Yom Tif whatsoever, you will not get Malkus because the Malacha was L'chatchila never answered. So one teretz which could be found in the Shita Mekubetzes is that the Gemara in Pesachim is going according to the Shita of Rabba. And Rabba's L'shitase because we find in our sugya that he explains the machlokes beshame and beshilol not to be a machlokes as to whether you say mitoch shutru l'tzorech or chenami shaloi l'tzorech. Rather, Beis Hillel hold that the reason why it's okay to take a cotton or a lulav or sefer Torah out of the Rishus HaRabim is because of a special din in Haitzah. He holds Ein Eir Vaitzah L'yomtiv. And that means that nobody holds Mitoch Shochel Tzerech Hotshanam Shaloi L'Tzerech, so you will get Malkus. However, the Rashba in Daf Chaf Alf Mebeis says that from there it's Muchach that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about Mitoch. Because there they argue not about Haitzah, rather about Melechus HaVorah, such as somebody who wants to heat up a fire in order to warm himself. So you see that they do argue about Mitoch Shochel Tzerech Hotshanam Shaloi L'Tzerech, because that would be the Hezber and the Machloikas over there as well. The fact that Rabbi in our sugya asks that Mimai, how do we know that they're arguing about Mitoich? Maybe they're arguing about Erev Haitzah L'yomtif or not, just means that you can't prove from our sugya that they argue about Mitoich. But Lamaskana, once you see the sugya over there, you have to say that they're arguing about Mitoich. So according to this, you cannot say the teretz we just gave from the Gemara in Pesachim. How is it possible that the Gemara can say that you get Malkus for cooking from Yomtif to Choyl? Of course, there is the Shita Mekubetzes over there in Daf Chaf Alf Mebeis that explains even that Gemara that it's not because of Mitoich. The reason why Beis Hillel say you're allowed to heat up a Medura according to the Shita Mekubetzes is not because they say Mitoich Shuchel Tzerch Huchinam Shalei Letzerch. Rather, they hold that heating one's body up is called Oichel Nefesh because after all, it's a physical need that a person has. Take a look at the Shar HaMelech Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet Hechus Yomtif for an alternative pshat. Another kasha that's asked in Shitas Rashi is if indeed you're allowed to do melachis that generally speaking involve echel nefesh, even when those melachis have no tzarech whatsoever, why then is it usher to be tzarech kachim b'yomtif? The Rosh asks this kasha in Rashi. He says, why is it gara? Why is it any worse than shloilu tzarech? The Megin Shloima and the Rosh Yosef answer that Rashi's shita is that being tzarech kachim b'yomtif, what's usher is not the melachis havara. Rather, the actual destruction of kachim is usher on yomtif because the rachmana achshavei l'melacha. The Torah considered that in and of itself a melacha. And since that melacha, we never find a special heter l'tzarech echol nefesh, there is no din of mitoch shochel l'tzarech or chanam shaloi l'tzarech. The Rosh also asks some Rashi from the fact that it's usher to do mugmer on yomtif. Mugmer was incense that they used to bring at the end of the Suda, and as mavur in the Gemara in Ksubas, Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, it's usher to do that on yomtif because it's not shove l'chol nefesh. Only a select segment of society used to use the mugmer at the end of the Suda. So ask the Rosh, why should it be usher? I thought that even shlil tzerich klal, it's mutter to do meleches havara, since havara is something that's mutter when it comes to oichel nefesh. So mutter shutul tzerich, huchinam shlil tzerich. Now, according to the Meiri over there in Ksubis, it's not akasha because the Meiri holds that mugmer is not aser medayraisa, since there is a tzerich ktsas. And therefore, you can't ask on Rashi. Rashi also may hold that there's no Isser Medaraisa by Mugmer. One more kasha is asked on Rashi in the Shittim Kubetzes, later on Daf Chof Alf Mabez. The Shitta asks from the Lima that the Gemara brings down over there, that it says that you're allowed to do Malacha Lachem V'loy L'Nachri or Lachem V'loy L'Klovim. You're not allowed to do Malacha Zeichel Nefesh for a Nachri or for Klovim. And the question is, even Shloy L'Tzerich Klal, you're allowed to do Malacha. Says the Shita that that is exerce a kusiv. The Torah is megala that even though you're allowed to do these malachas shaloi letzarech klal, nevertheless there's a special din that letzarech nachri letzarech klovim you're not allowed to ve'ein tzarech litin tam bedavar. He says now it's questionable if according to the Shita you would get malchus when you do it b'shvil a nachri or for klovim, because according to the way that he's explaining, the actual Isser Malacha is Mutter. It's just a new Isser that's learned out from this Gzeres HaKosev, so one could argue that you would not get Malkus. If you take a look at the Primogodim in the Psicha, in Perek Aleph, Ois Yud Ches, he seems to make this assumption. In the Chuvis Ksav Sofer, he brings a very interesting Raya from our Mishnah to be Poshet a Shaila that he has. We mentioned the Gemara in Ksubis that says that mugmer, things that are only shayach to a select few, does not have the heter of oichel nefesh, because it's not shove l'chol nefesh. It's not a universal need. And even though there's a din of mitoich shehut l'tzayrich, huchinami shaloi l'tzayrich, nevertheless, a tzayrich, which is not shove l'chol nefesh, does not have the din of mitoich. And the question that the Ksav Sofer asks is, what exactly has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh? Is it the pa'ula, the act that you do in order to get the desired result? That's what has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh? Or is it enough that the result itself is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, even if the means through which you get there is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh? Mugmer, for example, both the act and the result are not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, because the act of burning incense is not something that most people do. And in addition to that, the aroma, the nice smell that you have in the house is not something that is a need that is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. What if you have something that the need, the result that comes out of what you're doing is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, but the means through which you get there is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh? The example he gives is doing something that's a refuah for a sick person. The end result of being healthy is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody needs to be healthy. But the means through which you get there is only Shavu for Cholim. Most people do not need this means in order to get them to a healthy state. So is that called Shavu L'chol Nefesh or not? He wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that you're allowed to be Moitzi a lulav l'rishus harabim. And like we said, it's because of the din of mitoich. Now, since mitoich is only said when you have a tzorich that's universal, that's shavu l'chol nefesh, we can ask the question, how is it that lulav is shavu l'chol nefesh? Only men are mitzvah in the mitzvah lulav. Women don't have the tzivoy. Avadim don't have the tzivoy. Says the Ksav Sofer, it may be true that women are not mitzvah in this particular mitzvah, but the outcome, the hana that one has as a result of having done a mitzvah, is something that is equal to men and women. Women also are mitzvah in mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs that they have the need to be mekayim. So it may be true that this particular method of doing Ratzon Hashem is not something that is universal to men and women, but the result, the outcome of the act, is something that's universal to everybody. Says the Ksav Sofer, you see from our Mishnah that all we care about is the tachlis, the result, and not the act itself. However, if you take a look in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Simen Zayin, he says, B'shem de Rav Yah, that the reason why you're allowed to be moitzi a lulav, even for an isha, is because an eina mitzvah is also shayach ktsas b'mitzvah. Meaning, even if we say that it's the act itself, that it has to be shavu l'chol nefesh, since a woman has a shaychus to the act, because she could take the lulav as an eina mitzvah v'oisa, and as the Karban Asanal explains over there, there is a nachas ruach that a woman has from being mekayim a mitzvah that she's eina mitzvah v'oisa, that's enough to be considered a tzorich tzas that you need to have for mitoich. And as we see this, she doesn't reshame that the only reason why a woman is allowed to make a bracha by mitzvah esesh hazman grama is because it gives her a nachas ruach. And so it comes out a big nafkamina between the way the Ksav Sofer is learning and the way the Rosh is saying B'Shem the Rav Yah, because according to the Rosh B'Shem the Rav Yah, even L'Tzorich, a woman, you're allowed to take a lulav out. Mashenkin, according to the way the Ksav Sofer is explaining, you're only allowed to take a lulav out for the purpose of a man to be noted to the lulav, and it's called Shavah L'Chol Nefesh because women also have their own mitzvahs. But if you were to be moitzi a lulav just for a woman, that's not called a Tzorich Ksas, it's not called Tzorich Yomtif. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Kuv Vav says Beferish that you cannot be Moitzi Alulov or a Shofar for Noshim to be Mekayim the Mitzvah since they don't have a Kiyam Mitzvah and it's only an Achas Ruach. That's not called a Tzarech Ktsas. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Tov Kuv Pei Tes Paskins that you could be Moitzi for Noshim, and it would seem that the Shorash of the Machlokes is the Shaila that we mentioned. The Shagas Aryeh understands that the reason why it's Shavah L'Chol Nefesh is not because it's Shavah for the woman in terms of the act. It's Shavah L'Chol Nefesh even though you can only be Moitzi it for a man, but it's still called Shavah L'Chol Nefesh because women share that Tzorich of doing mitzvahs. Masha'enkin, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understands, like the Rav Yah, that the reason why you're allowed to be Moitzi the Lulav, why it's called Shavah L'Chol Nefesh is because women also have that Tzorich because it is considered Tzorich Ktsas even when you're an Eino Mitzvah V'Oise. A similar shaila is raised legabe a mitzvah derabanan. Is that called a tzorich ktsas or not? Tosfos in Ksubas Dav Zayin says that the reason why a person who finds chametz on yomtiv is not allowed to be tzorich, he's not allowed to burn that chametz, is only because the iser of tiltol muktza. But as far as the iser havara, there would be no problem. Says Tosfos, even though the person probably was mevatel his chametz, in which case, the iser to have it in his possession is only an iser d'rabbanan. Because once he's mevatlet, he's mekayim the din d'oraisa. Nevertheless, the mitzvah d'rabbanan that you have to burn it is called tzorich hayom. Because by mitzvah d'rabbanan, you also are mater midin mitoich. The Be'er Halacha brings this down in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches. However, the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Kuf Ches says that you do not say mitoich mishum a mitzvah d'rabbanan, since min haTorah it's not considered l'tzorich at all. And he says, Lefizeh, it's usher to take a lulav out to the Rishus HaRabim if the person was already yoitze, the mitzvah's lulav and dairaisa, and just wants to take it out in order to be mekayim the din na'anuim in halal. Or for the purposes of a chinuch of a cotton, which is only din d'rabbana. And the Meleches Yomtif from the Baal Imri Moshe in Ois Pei Tes, he asks that you see from our Mishnah that one of the things you're allowed to take out is a sefer Torah licorice boy. Now he says, Kriyas HaTorah is only a mitzvah d'rabbana, as is mavur in the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel. However, we could get out of this raya, number one, by using the Ramban in Shabbos Kuf Chavdal and Rebeis. There the Ramban says that Ha'itzah Sefer Torah Likris by is Mutter because anything that a person is Ragil Ishtamish by, it's Mutter Lo'itziyoy. That's called Tzorich Hayoyim. The Ramban is Mechalik over there between Mila Shaloy Bizmana, that a person is not Nene Basiyasa, and it's only because of the mitzvah that the person's doing it. And since today there really is no mitzvah, it's not called Tzorich Hayoyim. Masha Enkein, he says, using a Sefer Torah, that's a Regil the person has licorice boy, and therefore it's called Tzorich Hayoyim. And number two, we can say that since a person has a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and one of the ways to be Mekayim his mitzvah's Limud HaTorah is through Kriya, so the Itzah of the Sefer Torah is called Tzorich Hayoyim because he has a mitzvah today to learn. The fact that he chooses to be Mekayim it through Kriya is considered legitimate enough for it to be called Tzorich Hayoyim. We find the Rishonim say that the mitzvah's Ksiva Sefer Torah is really for the purpose of Limud HaTorah, which means that the simple tzura of how Limud HaTorah ought to look is through using a Sefer Torah. And certainly this concept existed at the time of the Mishnah. One can already wonder if post that tkufa of the Zman HaMishnah, when it became more prevalent for a person to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Limud HaTorah through Sfarim, as we find the Rosh says that the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah no longer you're Mekayim through buying a Sefer Torah, it's, you could be Mekayim through buying Sfarim as well. So Yesh Ladin, if Lefizeh nowadays it would be Mutter to be Moitzi Sefer Torah licorice boy. But there certainly is no Raya against the Shagas Aryeh from the Mishnah. The Shagas Aryeh can understand that the Mishnah is talking about Hoitzah Sefer Torah licorice boy to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Rabbah asks in our Gemara, how do we know that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a machlokes as to whether you say mitoich or not? Perhaps their whole machlokes is whether you say that there's an Isser Hoitzah on Yom Tov, and that's why Beis Hillel are matir taking a Sefer Torah out l'Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara explains that the reason why we would say Ein Erev Yitzol L'Yom Tov is K'dichsiv L'Yisetziu Masmi B'Techem B'Yom HaShabbos. Since the Navi says Dafka B'Yom HaShabbos, B'Yom HaShabbos in B'Yom Tov Loi, I understand that there is no Isser Hoitzah on Yom Tov. what is it that's different about Haitzah that would separate it from all the other malachas? After all, the Torah says, L'isasakom malacha. So is this pasuk of Navi going counter to what it says beferish in the Torah, that you're not allowed to do any malacha? The Torah can be found in the Rajma and in the Taisa Rosh in Shabbos Dav Beis. Because the Rishonim ask Akasha, why is it that Haitzah needs extra psukim? All the other malachas are learned directly out from the Mishkan. Haitzah, we see that the Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaZorik brings a pasuk. Tosfos has an arichas based on the Girsan the Gemara in Erevin that there may be an extra pasuk. There's Vayavir Kol B'machne, there's Al Yetzi Ishmim Kohen B'yom HaShabbos. Why is it that we need extra psukim from Melechus Haitzah? Explain the Rishon, because Haitzah is a Melecha Geruah. It is not like you did a real accomplishment. Other Melechas, you accomplish something, you change the Chafetz. Masha'en Ken Haitzah, you just change the location of the Chafetz. So that's not changing something in the Chafetz. And therefore I would have said that it's not included in the Isser of Leisasakom Melecha. Memela explained the Rashba, the Taisa Rosh, Haitzah, even after the Pasuk, is in a category by itself. And therefore the Navi is explaining to us that when the Torah asserted Melacha on Yomtiv, the Torah was only answering the Melacha that involves real accomplishment. So although the Torah was Marbe Haitzah, that it's also Aser on Shabbos, the Navi tells us that Yomtiv we only answer Melacha, that's a Melacha Gemura, not the Melacha Gerua of Haitzah. Just like you find, l'mashal, there are some poiskim that hold that there's no din shvisas behemtoi l'gabei haitzah. The Piskei Riyaz in Shabbos Perek Chav Dalet, the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph, that although a person is mitzuvah on shvisas behemtoi, he has to make sure that his behemah doesn't do malachas on Shabbos, he's not mitzuvah that his behemah be nimna from haitzah mirshus l'rshus. What's the difference between haitzah and all other malachas? The Teretz is that since it's a malacha gerua, because you didn't accomplish anything in the chayfetz, so it's not included in leisasakom malacha ata uvin chovitecha avdcha vamoscha vemtecha. So too, legabe yomtif, you're only usher in the things that are included in leisasakom malacha. That's why Rashi over here in Debra Maschel, the Ein Erev Haitzah, explains. We learn it out from that pasuk. By Yirmiya upirish, he was mefarish like Nesra el b'Shabbes. Umishemachi kasharu avol shchita shehi av malacha ubechlal leisasa kol malacha hi shchita, which is an av malacha and is included in the pasuk leisasa kol malacha, is of course Nesar on Yom Tov, and therefore you don't have a klal of mitoich. The Gemara is taina against Rabba, who wanted to say that the whole machlokes is only whether erev Haitzah lo Yom Tov or not. Is Elamayata, says Rabbi Yosef, Liflagu ba'avonim. They should argue by avonim. Rashi explains that he means to ask that if indeed Beis Hillel hold that there's no Isser Haitzah on Yom Tov at all, then they should even argue whether there's a din of Tiltal, an Isser Tiltal Muktzah. Because Rashi explains, E ein Aser b'Haitzah, ein Aser Tiltal. If there is no Isser Haitzah, there's no Isser Tiltal. Shlei Neser Tiltal Elamisham Haitzah. The whole Isser, to be metaltal, Mukta is because of a gather for Haitzah. So why is it that we never find Beis Hillel saying that there's absolutely no Isser to be metaltal Mukta on Yom Tov? So you see from our Gemara that the concept of Mukta, the whole introduction of the Isser Mukta, is only because of a gather atu Haitzah. We're afraid that a person is going to be over the Isser of Haitzah, and therefore they were misakin the din of Tiltal Mukta. Now the Rambam in Perek Chav Dalet Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis, brings down three timim for the Isser Tiltal Mukta. Number one, he says that since the Chachamim saw that the Nevi'im said, a person's not supposed to behave on Shabbos the way he behaves the rest of the week. His walking on Shabbos should be different than the way he walks in the week. You're not supposed to take psias gases, you're not supposed to run. A person's supposed to talk differently on Shabbos, you don't talk about Dvarim Shel Chol. Kavachomer says the Rambam, Shlo yehi tiltal b'Shabbos ketiltal b'chol. Kedei shlo yehi ki yom chol be'enev. So the whole concept of tiltal muktzah is that it shouldn't be like a yom chol. If a person were to be allowed to be metaltal muktzah, then Shabbos would look very much like a weekday. Shlo yishavas ubat latam shenemer b'toyra l'man yanuach. That's the time number one the Rambam brings down. Then the Rambam says, V'oy kishe yivakar v'yitaltal kelum shemalachtan le'isser efshe shiyisasek ben ma'at v'yavil de malacha. If a person is allowed to be metaltal things that their function is dvar masurim, then the person is going to end up doing a malacha. Thirdly, says the Rambam, some people are not bali umnius, they're not craftsmen, and they're batal kol yemehen, they don't have any occupation that involves work. If it would be mutter to behave the way you do the rest of the week, and the Ravid over there in the Hasagis wonders why the Rambam does not mention the fact that it is atu hoitza. The Rambam brings down three times, and none of them are mentioned in the Gemara, and the one that is mentioned in the Gemara, the Rambam leaves out. And the Ramach over there asks the same question on the Rambam. Now, there are various terutzim given in the Achroinim to this kasha. One teretz can be found both in the Mekeves HaMishnah over there and in the Prima Godim, in the Mishpat Seizov, in the beginning of Simon Shin Ches. And the truth is that the Svara behind this teretz could be found in our sugya in the Rashba, who asks a kasha on Rashi. So we'll first be makdim with the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba asks that since Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha was that if there is no iser of Haitzah on Yom Tif, there cannot be an iser tiltal, because the whole iser tiltal is only a geder atu Haitzah, then why lemaskana, lefishitas Rashi, is there an iser tiltal? Lemaskana, it may be true that there is an iser Haitzah, but after all, Shitas Rashi is that we say mitoich shehutra litzoyrich, hutra namish loy litzoyrich, and as we already explained, Shitas Rashi, min ha-toyra, you don't even need to have a tzorich k'tzas on Yom Tif. That means that the whole iser ha-tzah was really never said midairaisa on Yom Tif because of the svar of mitoich. So lemaskana, why is it any better? Why is there an iser muktzah on Yom Tif? That is the question that the Rashba asks on Shitas Rashi. Now, in a moment, we'll explain lefi Shitas Rashi how we could possibly defend Rashi from the Rashba's kasha. However, before doing that, we'll come back and explain the Rambam's Shita. And this is what the Merkeves HaMishnah and the Prima Godim say. They explain that the Rambam holds that the fact that it says in our sugya that the Isser Muchtza is a geder atu hoitza can only have been said lefi Shitas Beis Shammai, who hold that there is no din of mitoich shutru letzorich, huchinam shaloi letzorich. Because the Rambam was bothered by the above question. The Rambam was bothered, why lemaskana is there an iser muktza on Yom Tif? Lididan, according to us who we paskin like Beis Hillel, and we paskin that there's a din of mitoich shutru letzorich, huchinam shaloi letzorich. And as we already explained, the Magen Mishnah maintains b'shitas Rambam, that he holds exactly like Rashi, that midairaisa, there is no iser to do a melacha like haitza on Yom Tif, because we say mitoich completely. You don't even need to have a tzorich k'tzas. Yet we know that there is an iser muktza on Yom Tif. Like we learned over here that Beis Hillel don't argue by Avonim whether you're allowed to be moitzi Avonim or not, because Beis Hillel are maskim, they're moida, that there is an iser tiltal on Yom Tif. But why? From that, the Rambam learned that it cannot be that the iser muktza was a geder atu haitza. The fact that our Gemara says that there is an iser atu haitza is only according to the Havamina, that there is no din of mitoich shotru letzorich, huchinam shaloi letzorich. And the Gemara in Shabbos, which also says, anaf kufchav dalet, that the din of tiltal is a geder atu haitza, is being said over there, b'shitas beis shammai, who do not hold of mitoich shotru letzorich, huchinam shaloi letzorich. So the Rambam holds that if you hold of mitoich, then there is no iser haitza on Yom, then it's mukach that the basis for the iser muktza could not have been haitza, because we see that Chazal even aser tiltal on Yom Tif. Now, as we said, there are terutzim given to defend Rashi from the Rashba's kasha, and this would make it that the cheshbon that we just said is not mukach. For example, the Beis Meir defends Rashi by saying that even though it's true that lemaskana we hold of mitoich shot letzorich huchinam shloi letzorich, and therefore haitza is mutter legamri midai raisa. So we asked, why then is tiltal usser? Says the Beis Meir, based on the teretz that we gave already for the kasha on Rashi, as to why is it usser to do bishul for a guy, if there's a din of mitoich shehutra letzorich, huchinam shaloi letzorich, and you're even allowed to do meleches bishul shaloi letzorich klal, so the question that was asked was, why is it usser then for a Jew to cook for a guy? It's no worse than shloi letzorich klal. So we brought down already that the Shita Mekubetzes answers that there's a gzeres hakosev from the pasuk of lachem, lachem v'loi lenochri. Says the Beis Meir, if that's true, then it's very simple. Lemaskana, even though mitoch shehutra letzorich huchinam shloi letzorich, it's still usser to do haitzah for a guy, and therefore we have to aser tiltal, because a person may end up doing haitzah for a guy. So lefi the havamina that there is no iser hoitza at all on Yom Tif, then there's no makom for the iser tiltal. But lefi the maskana that there is an iser hoitza, and we see that for a guy you're not allowed to be moitzi, then we understand that there could be an iser tiltal. That's how the Beis Meir explains how Rashi would deal with the Rashba's kasha. In which case, it's not muchach that lefida maskana, there's a different hesber for the iser tiltal other than the meleches haitzah. However, that's the way the Merkavas HaMishnah, the Primogadim are learning B'das HaRambam, that since Lefi the Maskana, there is a Dinah Mitoch Shehut L'Tzarech, Hutchen HaMishaloi L'Tzarech, it's impossible to understand that the Isser Tiltal is because of Haitzah, because then there would be no Isser Tiltal on Yom Tif. The Magid Mishnah gives another Yishuv to the Kasha on the Rambam from our Gemara. The Rambam gives all these Taimim and leaves out the Tam of Haitzah, which is the one that's mentioned in the Gemara. His teretz is based on the fact that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, relates that in the days of Nechemya ben Chachali, the Novi Nechemya, people were not nizher in Melachis of Shabbos in general. And because of that, at that point in history, they were mesakin that people are not allowed to be metaltal anything. They only allowed for tiltal of 3 kalim that were absolutely essential to a person's being able to function. When they saw that people started to be nizer more in Hilchus Shabbos, then they started being matir. It says, hitiru ve'tiru v'chazer v'tiru. They were matir various levels of mukta until we got to the point that a klisha malachta le'iser was even mutter to be metaltal le'tzerch gufay le'tzerch mekoymei, as the Gemara explains over there. Says the Magid Mishnah that perhaps the original tam for the takana, bimei Nechemya, was because of a geder of haitzah. Because he understands that that's what people were not being nizer in the most, it was meleches haitzah. Says the Magid Mishnah that as soon as people started being nizer more, we lost that tam. That tam of takana was no longer relevant because we weren't concerned that people are going to be nichshel in haitzah, but the iser tiltal still remained. And he explains the reason why the iser tiltal still remained is because of the timeim that the Rambam introduces over there. Now, what's slightly difficult to understand about this teretz is that in our Gemara, when it seems to express that tiltal is an iser atu haitzah, it describes the iser of tiltal avanim. Now, tiltal avanim was not nesar in the time of Nechemya, because we find in the Gemara in Perek Bamem Adlikin that even in the time of David HaMelech, things that are muktzah machmas gufay, like a mace, were usher already in the time of David. And there's no reason to assume that avanim are any different than a mace. They're both part of the category of muktzah machmas gufay. In which case, when the Gemara says that there was a gzeira in the time of Nechemya, it sounds like that Gemara is only talking about the special gzeiras kalim. That may have been an innovation in the days of Nechemya, but the Isser to be metaltal avanim predated Nechemya. And this kasha that we're asking can be asked on the mahalach that the Aruch HaShulchan says as well. The Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of Simen Shinches wants to be miyashiv the kasha and the Rambam with a similar mahalach to the one of the Magid Mishnah. He says that the Rambam understood that the fact that the Gemara says that tiltal is a gzeira mishum haitzah is, like the Magid Mishnah says, referring to the gzeira of Nechemya. The gzeira that happened at the time of Nechemya that they asked the tiltal, that was gzeira mishum haitzah. And he says that the timeim that the Rambam gives for the Isser Tiltal are there to explain the Isser Tiltal that predated the Yemei Nechemya. So whereas the Magid Mishnah's Mahalach explains that the whole Isser Tiltal started Bimei Nechemya, and the Rambam is explaining why they retained the Isser Tiltal even though the Tam of the Takana went away, the Aruch HaShulchan is explaining that the Rambam is not explaining why the Isser Tiltal remained from the time of Nechemya even though the Tam went away. Rather, the Rambam is explaining the reason why there was an Isser Tiltal even before Yemei Nechemya. But as we explained, our Gemara is addressing Avanim, and Avanim did not begin with Yemei Nechemya, as we asked before on the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah does end off by saying that Efshesh Rabbeinu Hisker Taimim Elu Shechidish Huzal, the Rambam introduced some Taimim that he was Mechadish, V'loy Loimer She'ein Shom Tam Acher, not to say that there's another Tam, and that's the Pshat that the Magid Mishnah likes better. So there are obvious difficulties with all of the pshatim that we mentioned. To say like the Merkavas HaMishnah and the Prima Gadim, we have to assume that the Gemara is only saying it's tam, according to the Man D'Yamar, who doesn't hold of Mitoich. And number one, there's no remez to that in the Gemara, that after we come to the Maskana that we hold of Mitoich, then the whole tam of the Takana of Tiltal changes. And number two, like we said, even the Maskana, the Acharonim explain that it's possible to still maintain that the Isser is because of Haitzah, like the Beis Meir explains. And the difficulty with the pshat that the Aruch HaShulchan says in the first pshat of the Magid Mishnah is, like we said, that the Gemara mentions Avanim, and Avanim does not seem to be a product of the Gzeira of Yemei Nechemya ben Chachalia. To say like the second pshat of the Magid Mishnah is bothersome, because why wouldn't the Rambam mention the time of the Gemara? Why would he just tell us other timeim that he himself was Mechadish? So perhaps we can offer another explanation to be miyashiv the kasha and the Rambam. First, let's be makdim with a yisoid. In many dinim d'rabbanan, it's important to discern between the tam of the takana and the geder of the takana, how they were misakin the takana. Because very often, the two are not the same. The Rabbanan will be misakin a din d'Rabbanan for a certain reason, but when they're misakin that din, very often what they'll do is they'll attach it to an already existing din d'Oraisa. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin Beis, explains that Chazal didn't want that Jewish children should be spending too much time with their non-Jewish counterparts. The reason for this chashash is because they're worried about Mishkav Zachar. So that is the tam for the takana. What was the takana that they made? They said that the child is tamei as a zav. Even though he is not necessarily a zav, they gave him a din of a zav. Now the reason why they gave him a din of a zav is because they wanted to distance the child from him. But they had to give it a geder. Or when they wanted to aser the yayin of a goy. The reason why they wanted to aser the yayin of a goy is in order that people should not become too social with goyim, and they'll end up intermarrying. But Chazal didn't feel comfortable just saying, let us aser all of their yayin. They said that the yayin has a din of yayin nesech, which means that we treat it as if it was nisnasech for avodah zarah. And this lends much more power to a takana of the Rabbanan. We find very often that the Rishonim make differentiation between a din d'Rabbanan that is ikrei midivrei Torah and a din d'Rabbanan which is not ikrei min haTorah, meaning a din d'Rabbanan which has its roots in an already existing din d'Oraisa. It's a harchava, a broadening of a din d'Oraisa, and there's also a din d'Rabbanan that's a complete rabbinic invention. When it's not ikra midivrei Torah, it has certain leniencies. One of them is the din of bittul iser l'chatchila. We find bittul iser l'chatchila is brought down in Yeridei, Simon Tzadik Tes, that there's a difference between a din d'rabbanan, which is ikra min haTorah. There, you're not allowed to add, if it fell into the taruvas, you're not allowed to add more heter. Masha'en came when something is an ikra midivrei soifrim. If it's not an ikra min haTorah, we allow you to add, and there are many examples of differences in halacha that we treat something that's ikar min haTorah, and this is related to the din of kol d'tikun rabbanan ke'ein d'oraisa tikun. The rabbanan prefer to attach something to an already existing din d'oraisa. In fact, there are those that understand that although the Gemara says in Beitza daf lamed zayin that the reason why Chazal asered riding on an animal on Shabbos is because we don't want the person to perhaps remove a zmeira, a vine that's attached from the ground, be over a meleches koitzer in order to hit the animal, that was not necessarily the real reason, that wasn't the motivation for the din d'rabbanan. Really, the rabbanan didn't want you riding an animal on Shabbos. It's not Shabbostik, it's not something within the spirit of Shabbos. However, in order to lend power to their din d'rabbanan, they considered it a subcategory of meleches koitzer by telling you that we're making a gzeira atu meleches koitzer. The motivation, the siba, the tam for the takana was something else, was the fact that they don't want you to ride on an animal. But when they designed the takana, they told you that this is a subcategory of meleches koitzer. So in a similar vein, we can say that the Rambam had an understanding of the Gemara, that when the Gemara says that the Isser Tiltel is a gzeira atu hoitza, the Gemara is not describing the tam of the takana. The Rambam is looking to discuss the tam of the takana. And the Rambam says, what motivated Chazal to make an Isser Tiltel? And the truth is that although many Rishonim seem to understand the Gzeira that the Gemara is referring to as being the Tam of the Takana, the Rambam has every reason not to understand that way in the Gemara, because if you think about it, why would our fear that a person is going to be moitzi something into the Rishus HaRabim be a reason to aser tiltel of mukta more than tiltel of things that are mutter? You shouldn't be allowed to be metaltel anything. So you would obviously respond to this by saying that, well, Chazal can't aser everything because a person has to function on Shabbos. However, it's quite possible that the Gemara never meant that we're asering tiltel because we're afraid that it's going to bring you to Haitzah. That's not the intention of the Gemara according to the Rambam. The reason why they aser tiltels, like the Rambam says, that a person's tiltel on Shabbos has to be different than his tiltel the rest of the week, just like his hiluch on Shabbos has to be different than his hiluch the rest of the week, and his dibur on Shabbos has to be different than the dibur the rest of the week. A person has to behave in a Shabbostik way, and the other reasons that the Rambam brings down. However, Chazal, like we said, are interested in attaching their din to an already existing din. Now, what din d'oraisa is most similar to the din tiltel? if the Rabbanan are looking to make Tiltal into a subcategory of something, then what would make the most sense is to say that there is a din called Haitzah, which is another form of carrying. And although Haitzah involves taking from one Rishus to another Rishus, the Rabbanan assert carrying of a different nature. And this would, of course, explain the similarities that we find between Meleches Haitzah and the Iser Derabbanan of Tiltal, such as we already mentioned, and Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Gimel, the Shittas of the Poiskim that hold that once you're holding Muktza, you're allowed to continue moving it. And that's very reminiscent of the din of Akira by Haitzah. Once a person was oikir it already, he's not being over on the Malacha, and he's allowed to continue walking with it. So you see that Chazal were mashveh, they equated the din of Muktzah in a certain aspect to the din of Haitzah. So this could be the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid understands that the Gemara means a reason for the Takana. The reason for the Takana was that we're afraid a person's going to be over on the Isser of Haitzah. And in fact, we find most Rishonim understand that Muktzah is not considered Ikrei Midivrei Torah. However, it's possible that the Rambam understood that the reason why Muktzah is Usser is not because we're afraid that you're going to come to be Ivar Haitzah. The reason why is like the Rambam himself explains the three reasons that he gives. And when he learns the Gemara, he understands that the Gemara means something totally different. The Gemara doesn't mean the reason. The Gemara just means the category within which they placed the Isser Tiltal. They saw it as a subcategory of Meleches Haitzah. And so the Gedarim will follow those of Haitzah. The Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Yochanan also held that the machlokes b'sham b'sil is a machlokes about mitoch shot l'tzayruch chutzanami shaloy l'tzayruch. And this is based on Rabbi Yochanan's reaction to a braisa that was quoted to him. The braisa said, "Amavashal giranoshe b'cholov b'yomtiv v'achle." A person who cooks a giranoshe in milk on yomtiv and eats it loike chamesh, he gets 5 malkias. And Rabbi Yochanan says, of course, that since we hold that havara and bishul has the heter mitoch shot l'tzayruch shaloy l'tzayruch, you wouldn't get malkias for havara and bishul. Those are 2 of the malkias that are included in the list of the braisa. Now, the reason why the example that was taken was mevashal gid is because, as Rashi explains, a bishul gid is a davar ha'aser ve'ina roi la'achila, so it's not roi on yomtiv to be consumed, and therefore there's no heter since it's shaloi l'tzayrich. So if you don't hold of mitoich, then it's going to be aser, you'll get malchus. In the Sefer of Meir La'olam, Chilik Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, he asks Akasha on the shita of Reish Lakish, who holds that chatzi shir mutar min ha'ter. The Gemara at the beginning of Perek Yom Kippurim in Yuma brings a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish where the chatzi shir is aser min ha'terah or only midrabanan. Reish Lakish holds the chatzi shir is mutar min ha'terah. Now, since it's mutar min ha'terah, ask the Meir La'olam. A person theoretically midairaisa can cook the gid anoshe and be oichalit pachas b'kazayis, because if he eats less than a shir, he's not being over on any Issa Dairaisa. So how could you say that a person would get Malkus for cooking the Gira Noshe? It's possible for him to be using it on Yomtif. So he brings a text from the Gadol Minsk that Oichel Nefesh has to be less than a Kezayis. But his cash on this is that it should be no worse than a Tzorich Ktsas. You don't need to have the greatest Tzorich Yomtif. So the Meir La'olam answers that even though min ha'Torah it's mutter to consume a Chatzishir, since midrabanan you're not allowed to, so a person who cooks a giranasha on yomtiv would get malchus midairaisa, because after the din derabanan it's already considered totally not letzorich, which is a very interesting chiddush. He holds that the din derabanan will now be mashpia on the din derabanan. The Mishnah says, "Beishamay oimrim ein meilichin chala umatones lekayin biyomtiv." You're not allowed to bring chala and matones, meaning the zroi lechem v'akeva, the matones that you have to give from a shechted animal, to a kayin on yomtiv. Rashi explains that even though it's mutter to be merim them, to be mafresh these matones or chala, Chazal didn't allow you to give them to the kayin. What's the reason for this takana? So Rashi explains that because it's a gzeira that we're worried that a person is going to end up being mafresh truma. That's based on the correct girsa in Rashi, alpi the Bach. The Hainu, you're allowed to be mafresh the chalan matanis, but you're not allowed to be mafresh truma. And so even though they were matir, the hafrosha of the matanis and chala, that was because it was out of necessity. We want to make sure that the person eats these things on yomtiv, and without being mafresh, he won't be able to eat it. But the Nesina Lekayin, which is not imperative in order for the person to eat it, on Yom Tif, they weren't matir, and that was included in the original Isser that assered all Hafrashas Truma. So it comes out that there's one Gzeira called Hafrashas Truma, which is Mechzi Kimisaka. We don't allow you to be Mafresh Truma on Yom Tif. Included in that Isser is the Isser Hafrashas Truma plus the Isser of Nesina L'Kayin. And therefore, even though they were Matir, the Hafrasha of Chala and Matanis, because they had to in order for the person to have Simchas Yomtiv, but they weren't willing to be Matir, the second part, which is the Nesina L'Kayin. Now, the Fizet would sound like Rashi would be in agreement with Toisviz, the Ramaskal Ein Meilichin, that the Lashon Ein Meilichin in the Mishnah is Lav Dafke. It doesn't mean being Meilichit, bringing it to the Kayin. Even if the Kayin would come to the person's house, it would be Aser, because what we really mean is an Isser Nesina. And Toisviz brings a Yerushalmi to that effect. However, not all Rishonim are in agreement with this. The Rashba B'Shem HaToisfis says that the problem of Meilichin is when you're bringing Moitzi Rishus HaRabim. The Hainu, we're dealing with the Isra of Aitzom Rishus L'Rishus. And it could be that the reason why the Toisfis that the Rashba brings down is not willing to say like Rashi is because Rashi is making a big assumption. Rashi is assuming that there was one large umbrella Isser of Hafrashas Truma, which included not only Hafrashas Truma, but even the Nesina of the Truma. And even in cases where they were Matir the Hafrasha, like by Chala and Matanis, but the Isser Nesina remains based on that original Gzeira of Nesina's Truma. And this is a big assumption to make. Why would we assume that the Isser of Hafrashas Truma includes Nesina's Truma? After all, the reason why Chazal answered Hafrashas Truma is because it's Mechzik Misakin. It appears as if you're being Misakin the Tfuah, because by being Mafrash Truma, you're being Matir Bachila. The only part of the process of Truma that is Misakin the Eichel is the Hafrasha. The Nesina is not necessary in order to eat it. So why do we assume, Lefi Rashi, that the Nesina is included in that original Isser? So perhaps we could say, in defense of Rashi, that he holds like the Shitas HaRambam. There's a Machlikas Rambam and Ramban brought down in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sherish Yud Beis. Now Goyis Marsham over here makes mention of this Machlikas. They have an argument as to whether the Hafrasha of Truma and Nesina, are they two separate mitzvahs, or they're all part of one mitzvah. The Rambam Shita is that it's one mitzvah. That's the way the Megillas Esther explains Shitas HaRambam over there. Because the Nesina to the Kayin is a Hashlama to the Mitzvahs Hafrasha. Mashen Kain, the Ramban understands that they're two entirely separate mitzvahs. So Lefi the Ramban, the Taina that we asked is a very strong Taina. You have two independent mitzvahs. So we understand that the Hafrasha is Mechzi Kemesakim, but the Nesina is an entirely new mitzvah. Why would that be included in the original Isser? Mashen Kain, Lefi the Rambam, it's much easier to hear what Rashi is telling us in our sugya, because although the Nesina may not be Mechzi Kemesakim, nevertheless, since it's a gemar to the same mitzvah of the Hafrasha, it's considered a hashlama to the mitzvah of Hafrasha. So when Chazal made their Isser of Hafrasha's Truma and Yomtiv, included was the entire mitzvah, all of its parts. The Mela says Rashi that even though you have the heter to do the Hafrasha chelik of this mitzvah, legabe chala and matanis, but finishing it off with the Nesina, since it's not necessary, they weren't matir, and that's included in the original umbrella Isser.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.